In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The scribes and the Pharisees complained about Jesus. This man receives sinners and eats with them. Well, thank God, because if Jesus didn't receive sinners, if Jesus didn't eat with sinners, none of us would ever be saved from the eternal fires of hell. We'd never get to sit in Jesus' presence. We'd never get to eat at Jesus' table. We'd never get to live with Jesus. Not now, not ever. If Jesus didn't receive sinners and eat with them. I can see their point, though. For the scribes and the Pharisees, to be holy was to be good. To be holy was to be obedient to God's law. To be holy was to do your best to keep every commandment all the time, all the way down to the letter of the law. If you couldn't do that, then you couldn't be holy. And if you weren't holy, in their eyes at least, the Messiah was never going to visit with you, much less sit down and eat dinner with you. That's how it worked for them. They thought of holiness purely from a human point of view. You can never do this. You cannot be that. You have to do this. You must always be that. And then, you will be holy enough for God. But here's the deal. Those scribes and Pharisees, they weren't nearly as holy as they thought they were. Even as they tried their hardest to keep the law, way too often they broke the two most important ones. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. They honored God with their lips, but their hearts were far from Him. Their idea of holiness was all about what they did. But God's idea of holiness is different. Very different. God's idea of holiness is about what He does. Look at Jesus' stories in the gospel today. The shepherd goes out in search of the lost sheep. Never mind that the sheep did not do what it was supposed to do. Never mind that the sheep did not stay where it was supposed to stay. Never mind that the sheep did not act how sheep are supposed to act. None of that matters. When the sheep gets lost, the shepherd goes out looking for it. And when he finds that sheep, the shepherd picks him up, puts him on his shoulders, and brings him home with rejoicing in his heart. That sheep's holiness is all about the shepherd, not about himself. Same way with the lost coin. The coin isn't where it's supposed to be. It's not following the law of how coins are supposed to be and exist. But the old woman does everything she can to find it. She lights the lamp, she sweeps the floor, she gets down on her hands and knees, she lifts up the rugs, she moves the furniture, she does everything to find that one rogue coin. And when she finds it, she joins in rejoicing with her neighbors over that one lost coin that she has now found. That coin wasn't special. That coin wasn't holy because of anything it did or didn't do. That coin was holy because the woman loved it and cherished it and searched for it and found it and brought it home. That's how holiness works with us and God. Like lost sheep, we go off wandering on our unholy ways. Like lost coins, we find ourselves in unholy places where we ought not to be. But Christ in his holiness comes looking for us. He wants to receive us to himself. Christ wants to eat with us. He wants to spend eternity with us. So he does what he must do to find us when we get lost. Because Jesus loves you. Jesus cherishes you. Jesus searches for you. Jesus finds you. And Jesus brings you home. Not because you are holy, but because he most certainly is. The scribes and the Pharisees' complaint about Jesus, "This man receives sinners and eats with them," is in truth not a bad thing about Jesus. In fact, it's not a bad thing at all. That one truth, "This man receives sinners and eats with them,"